Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But we were talking about this before the show. I said, we got to bring this up. Do you guys think Dan Snyder's watching these games? So we had a little argument. Danny, I don't think you were in here when we were talking about this. But a couple of the guys think that he is. I think, Clary, were you? You said you think Dan Snyder's watching these games, right? I would guarantee just about anything that he's not. I think it's too much pain for him. You had this thing essentially ripped out of your hands. Now, you could cause pain to me and hand me $6.2 billion, and I'll find a way to be okay with it.
A lot of pain I deal with there for that.
Like, I would sell you anything
for
$6.2 billion and go live on my yacht in the Netherlands or wherever he is right now. But I think this is a breakup where you're not going to be listening to the radio for a little while for fear that the song's going to come on that you guys liked. That's still in heavy rotation. You're not going to just watch TV commercials because there's that one commercial that you both always used to laugh at. You can't be reminded of her. So I think you kind of lock in. You do think you find new hobbies. You get away from the things you shared together. And in this case, I think Dan Snyder is completely out on football. He's out on the NFL. He's out on this team. And his misery, just finding out, bumping into a newspaper clipping where the Commanders won. When he gets a text from someone saying those idiots are lucking their way all the way to the Super Bowl, whatever it is, he's seething. He's furious, but I think he's avoiding all content. There's 0% chance he watched the game against Detroit.
So we have known each other for 16 years, give or take.
And is it that long?
Yeah, right in 09.
We are old.
We're old people.
Yeah.
Here's something that I think you do from time to time. I think you're doing it right now. What you've just done is applied reason, logic, and how a normal person would behave to a situation, right? What you just said is very reasonable. Normal human beings feel what are called feelings. Normal human beings have things like resentment, remorse, upset. They have those things. When you have an unreasonable person, and we ascribe reasonable feelings to them, we're going to be left disappointed every time. That twerp thinks he won. That twerp thinks he got over on all of us. I get $6 billion? All he's thinking about is his profit. He's watching. He can't help himself. He's addicted to it. He's got, in his mind, it's basically still his thing. He's so delusional. He's been naked for 2 decades, and everyone's telling him his clothes look great. He's been surrounded by sycophantic yes people that want to siphon and suckle at the great teat that is his wealth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
He thinks this is his show, and these guys are just kind of lucky. He's watching. He's into it. He thinks it's him, and he's got $6 billion. He's watching. I guarantee it.
Danny, there's no way.
100%.
These guys are accomplishing the thing that he would have killed to accomplish.
He wouldn't have killed. He didn't care.
No, he would have killed. He would have done anything except the right things. Like,
yeah. If he wanted to win, he would have done something about it once in 20 years.
His obsession and his addiction with, he just can't get out of his own way.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's what he is and how he runs his stuff. But he would have done anything other than correctly operate to try to win. That was his whole bit.
In his mind, he's going, I would have drafted Jaden Daniels also. It'd have been fine. I drafted Terry McLaurin. He thinks he did it.
But you're arguing something completely different. I'm not saying that he'd be watching, admiring the job of the Harris ownership group going, wow, these guys really turned this thing around. What an amazing accomplishment.
Good
for them. He's, if watching, hate watching, and livid. And yes, of course, he's going to sit there and say, oh, they got lucky. I could have done the same thing if only I was still there after the name change. Or maybe, you know, he's blaming it on the curse, not of himself, but of the name, right? So now it's the name Commanders that's doing this. But I'm telling you, there's nothing I wouldn't bet that he didn't watch 1 second of the game against the Lions. I almost would rather that he has to sit there and watch it, though. Like, that somebody just keeps turning his head toward the screen.
Right.
And every time he looks away to talk to a family member,
your Clockwork Orange style.
He's got to watch it again.
Yeah.
Let's bring in corporate Ryan Clary, who runs the corporation around these parts.
He's in charge of the corporate.
Yeah, very, very high up. Very important now that he took his job on the corporation. So, Ryan, you have to explain your logic to me that you think that he's watching these games. Because you and Danny apparently are in lockstep. I can't see it.
Yeah. Honestly, Danny kind of took my explanation away from me because he got $6 billion, however many billions that he got from this organization with selling it. I don't really think he cares all too much. I think he kind of feels as if he won just because of all the money that he got. And also, he's a football fan. Like, the guy really, at least I don't think, has nothing else going for him. He's probably going to sit down and watch his former team.
He could watch Bills Ravens.
He could, but he also could watch Commanders Eagles.
Based on my premise, though, if you watch Bills Ravens, you're going to find out something. You're going to hear them talk about, everyone's got that name. I don't know what your name is, Danny. I don't know what Dad's name is, but everyone has a name when they hear it. It's like a little stab to the stomach, right?
Yep.
For him, it's Commanders.
That is for me,
right?
Too.
That's his Danny Rea, you know, Janine Sartwell, or you know, whatever the name is, right? Everyone's got that one name. I'm telling you. I think he's got to avoid it at all costs. Dad, is Dan Snyder watching the NFC Championship game between the Commanders and the Eagles?
By the way, that name for me is Kelly Olynyk.
It hurts.
Okay, I think he missed my that name reference, but this is a sports
version.
We're
doing bits.
Yeah.
Sports version. No, I don't think he's invested at all. I honestly don't think he's watched 1 second of the team this year. I really think it probably, in a way, hurts him too much. Yeah, I'm with you. There's just no way he spent a minute looking at the Washington team play at all.
Daniel Descalzo and Pete Cosmo. But I think, to me, that's how a normal person would behave and react. Again, I think you guys are underestimating how insulated and tyrannical this dictator was. They couldn't show him the actual finances. He had to have make-believe ones that to make him appeased and happy. You couldn't look him in the eye. So in his mind, his delusional, weird, warped, I don't feel guilty for any of it mind, where he thinks he was, he did the right thing at every step of the way. Probably has no regrets at any time. He thinks he won. He's so delusional, he thinks he won. He doesn't see the correlation that everybody sees, that getting rid of him is the best thing that could possibly have happened. He doesn't see that he's gone, now they're good.
So that's not what he thinks of. I will agree with you.
That's not what he thinks.
I bet you he does not realize that his absence is what made this whole thing possible.
That's right.
I think he views this as, oh my God, if I would have just held on for two more years.
They're doing this with my players, my staff.
I would have gotten Daniels. Not that he would have picked him, but just that they would have had the second pick. And really, it wasn't, a huge decision necessarily, according to the people pre-draft. It was like going to be Williams, Daniels, May in that order. So you just kind of took the guy that fell to you. If we would have just gotten Daniels, me and my guys could be doing this right now. I definitely think he thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that wherever he's at this weekend, it's on his mind constantly. Because I don't think he's watching, but he knows they're playing. I think he keeps looking at the clock going, I'd be in my suite right now.
You can't help it. I'd be
there eating my meatballs, because that was his big thing, right? He did the Paulson where he'd walk around with his meatballs.
Yeah, the meatballs out of the then Redskins crock pot.
Right. I'd be sitting there. Who would he be having back? He'd have Bruce back in his suite for the game.
Pre-lawsuit.
Bunch of his old buddies that have run people out of here left and right.
Again, pre-lawsuit.
Terribly. Oh, I hope he's miserable.
Well, I echo that one.
Just knowing that it couldn't have been him. That
he never got to.
He didn't get to do this.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, it took them, Dan, 1 year.
A single full offseason. To undo your damage, loser.
1 year it took them. Unbelievable.
Can you imagine being that malevolent of a force? Like, can you imagine that you leave and it's so much better in every single way for every person in the employ, every building, every rug, every carpet, every surface, every room, everybody coming to work, it's better off because you're not there. Can you imagine ever having that kind of impact negatively on people?
I'd like to hope that I will not have that impact on people.
Like, when I get canned, is everyone going to celebrate? Don't answer that, chat. But you know what I mean? Like, the idea that, like, okay, Danny's gone. Yes!
Now we
can take off!
Finally.
Now we're happy!
It's such a good bit,
though. See what I mean?
It's so true. Like, if you're ever in a position where your departure will lead to a party of everyone being elated,
yeah,
you got to think about how you're living your life a little bit and maybe try to do it differently. It's like Scrooge or something.
Yes.
Beginning
of Ace Ventura 2, when they find him in the ashram and they just kick him out and then the place goes nuts. These guys, very solemn monks doing nothing but praying. When Ace Ventura leaves, they throw a party. Like, that's the deal. That's your Ace Ventura, Dan.
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, pal.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.